Hey there, welcome to The Hot Slice, the weekly podcast brought to you by Pizza Today magazine. I'm your host, Jeremy White, editor-in-chief of Pizza Today. And today I'm joined by none other than the distinguished Denise Greer, executive editor of Pizza Today. What's up, Denise?
Hello, I like that distinguished. It sounds good.
It fits you. We are award-winning. You are an award-winning editor. If the shoe fits, wear it. So distinguished it is.
And I've been doing this for a decade now. Can you believe that? A decade.
Two decades for me. And ironically, we are seeing something that I've never seen in my two decades and that you've never seen in your decade. We have seen tight labor pools. We have seen people have trouble hiring, but never have we seen what we're seeing right now.
Absolutely. It's kind of a perfect storm right now. You know, we've had the pandemic that they've dealt with. And now, you know, as things start to come back to life with that, worker shortages, and it is becoming so bad that, that people are deciding to close a day or shut down at the end of their shifts because they can't find workers, to fulfill those roles. I mean, it's becoming a serious issue for a lot of our operators. I would say probably well over the majority.
It's insane. You and I live in a small town. It's called Jeffersonville, Indiana. It's right across the Ohio River from Louisville, Kentucky. I was downtown the other day having lunch, a spot that I love to frequent. I was talking to the owner, and as I was speaking to him on my way out, he was taping a handwritten sign to his front door, notifying his customers that I'm closing at 4 p.m. today. He's normally open for dinner until 10 p.m., and he has not had a day off in weeks, needed to see his family, just needed a mental break, can't find anybody to work. So he's like, hey, tonight we're not serving dinner. And unfortunately, that is far too common right now.
Yeah, it is echoing and reverberating across the entire restaurant industry. When you have major chains offering $25 and $50 just for someone to come in and fill out an application, you know that we're dealing with something serious. And pizzerias, they're looking to fill those positions. And it's definitely a struggle, and it's a challenge. It's part of the reason why, you know, I was thinking about this, and you know, you and I hear every day from operators that are just struggling to find people, and they're worried about how they're going to keep their businesses open. And I was really thinking about that. And so I pulled together all of the resources we have on pizzatoday.com, Pizza Expo 365, the podcast, anything I could find. I basically pulled all those resources together on hiring and finding staff to help give people some at least advice, suggestions, tips on how to move forward with finding employees, hiring them and retaining them. Because I think that the more you know right now, the better off you're going to be, because I think you're going to have to reevaluate your hiring strategies. And hopefully looking at this survival guide, which you'll see on pizzatoday.com, will help give you some ideas on where to go. There's also some nice creative ideas that people have posted out there. And we're actually going to talk to somebody about that.
We are. We do want everyone to go to pizzatoday.com, check out that survival guide. It is a valuable resource that you need right now and that will help you. And yes, to your next point, Denise, our guest today is Nick Bogatz. He is the founder and owner of Caliente Pizza and Draft House in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Nick has delivered keynote addresses at Pizza Pasta Northeast in Atlantic City. He's a monthly contributor to Pizza Today magazine. He speaks at Pizza Expo. The guy's got his crap together, right? He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And even Nick is struggling to find and retain employees right now. His staffing levels are critically low, so critically low that he has put together a job fair for this weekend, a hiring event. He is offering free food, gift cards, signing bonuses. He is really taking this very seriously and going the extra mile to try to bump up his staffing levels. And it's really cool what he's doing. And he's going to have a lot of good insight for people who are watching this podcast or listening to this podcast today.
Absolutely. And Nick is such a wealth of knowledge. I mean, he is a researcher. He looks for new opportunities. He's always seeking out other operators. So he's had the pulse of the industry, seeing what's out there. And I think together he's put together a really neat plan moving forward. So I can't wait to just jump in and hear what he has to say.
Agreed. Let's get Nick on and get to it.
Right on.
Performance Food Service is proud to deliver high-quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide.
Well, Nick, I want to start off with your upcoming hiring party. You have put together a hiring event. You didn't just put out a help wanted sign. You didn't put out, hey, we need to hire some folks. You've put together a full event. Why is that?
Well, you know, really what's going on, I think the economy, the state of the job market right now, it's very difficult out there. It's not just the pizza industry. It's all industries. There's New York Times articles about the restaurant industry in general, that how tough it is right now, and we're feeling it. I think for years, people have asked me how we've been able to get to multiple stores and how we've done it so quick, and it's really been through the power of our people. And we are, for the first time, really feeling the effects of the current job market. So we had to really think outside the box. I actually, you know, have been talking to other operators across the country, and I was talking with Peter Anderson, who has a store in Indiana, and Peter had mentioned that he ran a very similar event to what we're doing, and he had 25 people show up for a job, and they hired 9. And as soon as I heard that, I said to Peter, "Well, send me the flyer," and he sent it over to me, and we put our spin on it, and we're looking forward to this Saturday. And what was interesting is he did it from Saturday from 12 to 2. They offered free pizza. They offered a gift card if you bring your I-9 forms, and a signing bonus. We doubled down. I think we did a $500 signing bonus because it's that important to us to get employees in right now.
Unreal.
And you know, at first when my employees saw it, their reaction was, "Do we have to have this on a Saturday?" And I said to him, I said, "Look, one of my friends did this at their store, and they did it on a Saturday, and they had great results. So if it's not broke, we're not going to try and fix it. Yes, we're doing it on a Saturday."
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I took a look at your flyer this morning. You're doing it during lunch hours and giving away free pizza, as you mentioned, a $25 gift card. Is that correct?
Yes. So if they bring their like forms that they could actually get hired, like their driver's license and their social security card, whether they get hired or not, we'll give them a $25 gift card.
Wow. And I think I also saw a $500 signing bonus as long as the employee is with you for 90 days.
90 days.
Yeah, that's correct. You know,
and that's insane. Have you ever, look, we've been doing this for a long time, and we've seen boom, we've seen busts, we've seen recessions, we've seen very good economic times. We've seen employee shortages, but we've never seen this. This is crazy.
This is like a perfect storm, because you know, and a lot of people are pointing to, well, look, you know, there are 9 million people out of work. Why aren't we having those? Well, there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of circumstances that are keeping that workforce not in the actual hiring phases. So, you know, it's going to be challenging just to get your foot in the door with who's available and who wants to come in and work. So it's challenging. But what I loved about your flyer and what you're doing with your party is you've really thought through the details, you know, making sure that, you know, there is that 90-day stipulation on there so that they're not thinking that they can just, hey, I'm gonna just get hired and work for a week and then I'm done, you know? So I think that's an important stipulation to make sure that is in the fine print.
Yeah, it is. I think that's what's important, is that, you know, you put these things out there and there's always people that can take advantage of the certain spots and the ways you do things. So I thought that 90 days was a good thing to do. But, you know, another thing, like you're talking about, just watching the perfect storm, Last week or over the weekend, I saw a Facebook friend put out a post that said, I'm in the hospitality business and I lost my job a year ago. And yes, I'm one of those people who's gone on a bunch of interviews and I'm staying on unemployment because I make more money. Fight me. Yeah. So it was, I mean, it's a real thing, you know, yeah, it really is. Thing. It doesn't matter where you fall politically or anything like that. It's a real
reality.
Yeah, it is. So that, you know, I thought when you guys asked me to be on, I thought it was good to talk about that program and what we're doing with the hiring party, but you didn't really know because I haven't told you what I just did behind the scenes that probably was the biggest thing that I've ever done in the company as far as pay rates. Mm-hmm. Just Saturday, I decided to give every single manager and cook a $2 an hour raise. So
nice.
And we're talking about over 100 and some employees. So when I started mm-hmm. to figure the math out, it's big math. And yeah, then the general managers and salary positions, I gave them all $100 raise. And we shifted our whole entire pay scale in the last 4 days.
Wow.
I just felt like if we're going to keep growing and keep the store staffed, I needed to make an investment and a commitment to the team so they can mm-hmm. see that. Because every day when you're talking to the team, you're hearing they drove down the street and KFC is hiring up to $16 or up to $18 and Chili's is offering this and this one's offering that. And you're hearing people talk about it. And whether or not they leave you for that, it just creates a bad morale around the store mm-hmm. because everyone's thinking that you're underpaying them. And I'm hoping that, you know, will it work out for me? I'm hoping that we can staff the stores, and by having fully staffed stores, we can answer phones quicker. We can give better service. That'll increase the sales, increase the bottom line. People, hopefully they'll care a little bit more. So hopefully, you know, in the short term, it'll probably be a financial hit to the bottom line. But, you know, a few months down the line, I hope I can look at it and say that was the best thing I ever did. But it really, talking to one of my general managers about a half an hour ago, after I just rolled it out to all our managers earlier this afternoon, and I asked him, I said, well, what did you think? And he said, look, I've been in this business over 20 years. I've never seen anybody do what we just did. And he says, it's they've got to appreciate it. He said, I've never seen anybody give $2 an hour raises to just about everybody. He said, it just doesn't happen. So, we're hoping that makes a difference too. I always preach about retention and keeping our employees. And this time I put the money where my mouth is.
Yes, you did.
That is a major investment in your employees, and it should help with the retention. And it's funny that you brought that up, because one of the things that went through my mind when I saw your flyer, thinking, wow, what an amazing idea. This is going to work. This is a fantastic idea. Thinking of all the pros, I'm like, can there be any cons? And the first thing that came to my mind was, well, what if an existing employee who's maybe been with you for a couple months is like, what the heck? A new person's going to come in and get a $500 bonus, and I'm here busting my butt for Nick right now. So I think that what you did would certainly alleviate that happening as well.
Yeah, I think there's a certain point too where the employees are actually happy that we're doing an event like this, because they're run pretty ragged right now. Like, that's the other thing. Like, they're working really hard. You know, we took 16 guys the last 2 days through the Serve Safe class. And, you know, she was texting me. We have one lady comes down as like a proctor, and she puts on the class. We did 8 and 8 because of COVID. And she was saying like, some of them were on time, some of them were tired. And she said, they're all paying attention. And I said, look, I said, these guys are working 50, 60 hours. They're beat up. I said, so, you know, if they're showing up at, you know, 9:05 instead of, you know, 8:59, I said, just cut them a little slack, you know, because they're beat up right now. That's the other part is you got the guys are really working really hard right now. And the other thing for us was with COVID, you know, we went down in sales, but really our food sales went way up. If we're pickup and delivery, you know, we lost the bar business, of course, but the workers for the last year and a half have really been working harder because they're actually making more food.
Absolutely. They're making more food. So I know you're a numbers guy. What went into the numbers that you decided on those salary increases and those wage raises? You know, how did you come up with those specific numbers?
I think it was really hard number wise. You know, one of it was I spoke with one of my employees who's been with me for 5 years. They've worked every position we've had and I listened to them. You know, there's a lot of times people be like, we should make more money. And then there's a difference when you have a guy that you trust that comes and you said, look, we need to pay more money, you know, different than we should make more money. Well, why do we need? And he says, I had 8 interviews last week. And he says, I couldn't hire one of them. And I was like, well, were they face to face or over the phone? And he said that they were face to face. And when they hear the wage, they're just not even interested, you know. And it goes back to what I was saying about that Facebook comment. Like a lot of people are on unemployment still, or, you know, they're still holding out from their stimulus check. So it's like, we've got to do something because we have to get people in. And that kind of was what went into the numbers. What would move the needle, so to speak? Mm-hmm. And then we thought, you know, $2 more an hour and giving them more, the GMs a little bit more flexibility on being able to pay. You know, they can start a guy at a certain wage, but have a lot more to give them movement in increments. We thought that would make a difference. But the final numbers of it, I just sat down and kind of figured it out and was like, well, you know, we have labor goals. We're well under our labor goals right now because we're running short staff. So even there was a certain amount that even by paying more, it'll jump. There's the gap where we had some extra money. So we figured that's part of it. The other part of it is we're hoping that we've got phones ringing that we can't even answer because we don't have enough staff. So we're hoping that that'll help having staff in there to be able to answer the phones. And rather than people coming 45 minutes for their pickup, hopefully we can give it to them in 20, 25 minutes like we usually do when the store staff. So we're hoping that, you know, this type of investment, we can staff the stores again, and that'll help. And the sales have been good. Like they have been very good, but I think there's still a lot of potential to even get them higher right now. So some of it is definitely faith, to be honest. It really is. There's a lot of faith in there with the numbers, but it was also a number that I felt like we can live with, you know, where there's, if it's going to be an investment the first month or two, it might not work out in our advantage, but I think over time we should be able to absorb it and it should really work out in our benefit.
How many positions are you hoping to fill? I know you mentioned a friend in Indiana had over 20 show up and hired 9. And the key is to get quality candidates. You don't want 50 scrubs who you can't hire to walk through the door. And I know you don't know who's going to walk through the door yet, but how many are you hoping to hire if all goes well?
Yeah. You know, so that's a great question, Jeremy. I appreciate that. I think we could definitely anywhere from 4 to 6 drivers, like we could hire tomorrow and no problem, keep writing the schedule. So, you know, 4 to 6 drivers, 3 to 4 cooks, 3 to 4 servers. It'd be great to have somebody come in that's a management position. So, you know, what's that, 8, 14, you know, so like as many as we can. I don't know, but no, like in all seriousness, you know, 6 drivers, 4 cooks, a manager, and you know, 3 or 4 bartender servers. So in the low teens there. So a good a bit. Lot. Yeah.
Now this is more of a philosophical question really, but do you try to overhire here if you give the opportunity, knowing that the restaurant industry is what it is and turnover's high and someone's probably going to quit in the first week, unfortunately. Do you kind of plan on that and try to hire a little more than you need, take what you can get? Or is it just that, take what you can get? If you get 6 qualified candidates, you're happy with that?
I think you always try to overhire. So if, you know, we're saying we need 14 and 20, yes, we would hire 20. I think you do see people drop off. I think it would give the store manager some hope if we overhired, then they can figure it out. Also, you know, there's some employees that work for us that really shouldn't be working for us, but that's the unspoken part we don't speak about right now too. It's not like everybody who works for us is perfect. They know that they cannot show up on a Tuesday and they can come back on Wednesday and we can't do anything to them. They know that, you know, and doesn't matter. I think my manager told me he found one of our employees. We just switched general managers. So he went through the office. He said, I found 12 write-ups yesterday for the one guy. And I said, yeah, we, you know, they're all little things, you know, 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, but I don't know. I mean, a year ago, that would have never happened. There'd been 3 write-ups and he'd have been out, but yeah, they found 12 write-ups in the desk on him. So yeah, the hope is over hire so we can replace the guys with the 12 write-ups.
Yeah, strange sign of the times. Like you said, 2019, he would have been out the door, gone. Sure. And now you're like, oh, I hope he comes in tomorrow.
Yeah. we had a guy last I was at a store on Monday, and he showed up on Monday, and he wasn't on the schedule. They actually took him out of the computer because he didn't show up after Tuesday last week, and he just showed up Monday to work. And like, well, all right, keep put him on the schedule. Like, what can you say?
He's trained.
Yeah, he's trained. Okay. You know, somebody ask him why, I guess. But yeah, okay. I don't know. It's weird out there. It really is. It's nothing. I've been doing this over 25 years. I have never seen anything like this right now. I really haven't.
And the restaurants provide a unique environment because there is so much training involved for every position in a restaurant. It's not like you can grab a temporary worker. You can't go out to a temp service and say, hey, I need to fill 20 positions right now. Like, it's a very unique position. So have you modified your training in any way for this, you know, to try to, you know, with the influx of these new people, are you changing it at all to speed it up or change it in any way?
We're not. You know, we've done a really good job of putting together like a 2-page packet of probably 40 touch points that we put somebody through. So we feel like that's still important. And I honestly think that if you get somebody in there and you don't train them well, they're more than likely to quit because they feel inadequate. So I think you want to still train them the best of your ability. So that's what we're really shooting for. Now, with that said, my friend, Peter, who did this at his store, he did say that it was kind of hectic the week after having 9 new people in the building, you know, but I think, man, we'll take that. You know, I'm hoping we have great success. A lot of people on social media have come out and said, like, let us know your results. And you know, what I've done with it too, we've taken that flyer and there's all those community Facebook pages that the community probably has like 4 different ones, and we posted it all in there. And we have never really gotten a young staff at that store. And there was a couple people on there asking like, what's the age that we hire at, which is 16. We have one store that's almost all under 20 years old, except for the management team. So I thought that was nice that we were actually getting people talking about how old is it that you hire. Like, we'd love to have a young store at that staff, you know, or a young staff at that store rather. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see how that works out too.
Nick, what sort of toll has this taken on you as the business owner? I know that at Pizza Pasta Northeast, when you gave a keynote address, I did not have my big boy pants on that day and I cried. It was a tearjerker. But one of the things you talked about was early in your career, 100-hour work weeks, because you had to feed a family, and that's just what you were going to do in order to do that and make ends meet. Now you're a little older, a little wiser, got your own business, able to at times enjoy the perks of ownership, maybe take a little time off here and there, but now you're back in the situation to where I'm imagining your hours are through the roof again, if I had to guess. What kind of toll is that taking just on you mentally as a business owner?
I think the difference is, you know, back then, or even like when you're in the store working, you know, it's a physical beating. You mentioned like the mental beating right now. And what it is you feel for your people. You know, I always want to be one of those owners that really cares about the people that work for me. And I genuinely do. I mean, I really do a lot. And that's the part that hurts, because they're out there really on the front lines, you know, working really hard, and you can see it. And, you know, some of my guys have families at home, and they're not seeing their kids. They're not seeing their wives. They're having disagreements, and, you know, they're having troubles over that. And you could tell that, you know, it's because they're putting in the long hours. So that, and then that really weighs on me. So I think that's where it makes, I'm on the side where it's like, how can I fix this? And that's where it's like, I spent so much money on Indeed last month. Like, I always, So that's kind of like, I'm looking at it going, we're spending all this money on Indeed, nothing's coming through. We're spending all this money on Craigslist, like nothing's coming through. Like, and I'm telling these guys like, hey, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And that's where I was like, I had to do like this job fair and put it out there so they can see that we're doing things, like that I actually care. Because I can tell them all day long that I care, but if I'm not showing actions that I really care. And I think that's where the raises came in too. I think they, hey, I'm in it with you. You know, just because I'm not next to them making pizzas, like, man, I'm beat up. Like when I get off the phone with these guys and I can hear in their voice and they're telling me, you know, their wife's mad or whatever it is, and they're having problems at home and they can't even get home. And then the stores, this one didn't show up and that one didn't show up. And usually I'm one of those guys, like when they say, this one didn't show up and this guy showed up, but he's on drugs, and, you know, I'll talk them through it and try to be positive. But now it's like, you can't even get people to answer the phones or apply. So it's like, you got to stay positive. I guess that's what I've been trying to do, even though, you know, last minute there, I kind of gave you like the gloom and doom situation of where I've been, but I don't let them see that, you know, like that. But I'm being honest with you guys, because I'm sure there's other owners out there listening, going through the same thing. And what I've been doing is just staying positive to my team, but also doing as much as I can on the back end to give as much action so that they know that I really do care, because that's the part, like, you want to get through this, because you got to believe it's like anything else. Time's going to change, and we'll look back and say, yeah, that was horrible. But, you know, if you're not one of the guys who made it through, you'll be done. But, you know, we're going to do everything just like we did through COVID. We'll be here on the other side. So that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, Denise and I get emails about that every single day, which is why kind of why I asked that question, to let people watching this know they're not alone, that, you know, you're one of the top pizzeria companies in the United States. You have set a bar that people try to emulate and try to reach, and you're having the same trouble as these small mom and pops that, you know, are doing 220,000 in sales and barely hanging on. I think it'll be good for them to see that you're having the same trouble and people like you are having the same trouble. It's just the situation we're in right now with the pandemic is people don't want to work. And it's just hard to find help right now.
It is. The other thing I'll say that's kind of important when we're talking like the mental state is you do have to take some time for yourself. Like I made a point to kind of reset this weekend. And when I reset, that's where the raises came from. Like, hey, I've tried everything else. You know, I've spent a couple $1,000 on Indeed. I've spent numerous thousands of dollars on Craigslist. I was like, I don't know what's going to work. I was like, I got to keep my guys that I have right now. Like I got to make sure they're not going anywhere, because we're, you know, a couple guys away from leaving to really be in a, we think we're bad now, like it could get worse. And I was like, was able to reset, you know, relax for a little bit, and then just start thinking about, okay, let's win here. How can we win? And I said, okay, let's reinvest in the people and then push forward. And that's what we're going to do.
I love it. Denise, do you have any last questions for Nick? He's been so gracious with his time.
You know, I'll go out on this one question. You know, when do you think, you know, if you were able to foresee what's happening, when do you think you're going to be able to just kind of take a breath and take a little bit of air in with this?
I think with, you know, for us, so through this as well, you know, I'm always one of those guys, and you know from speaking with me, that always wants to expand. So on the flip side, I just bought Store 6, Store 7, and a commissary building that we're all going to pop open. Wow. You know, I like to pop them open quick. So by the end of the
5 days.
So I think the deals are going to come through in like September. So by the end of the year, I want to have all this open. So that's the other part that keeps me motivated. Like, hey, we're going to need employees. And usually when we open new stores, we just get employees from that area just happen to show up or whatever it is. And I'm a little worried that might not happen this time, that we might actually need to overstaff some of the stores and take them to the new store. So that's my thinking too. But I think the deep breath, as far as the job market that we're in right now, I think if you're not doing stuff that's active and being on the offense with it, I don't know if you're ever going to be able to take a deep breath. I really feel like you have to be very active right now. But I think things always do get better. But I think the last, I mean, there's so many, I never thought I would see restaurants that they close on Mondays because they don't have help, or they close on a Wednesday afternoon because they don't have help. But they're putting signs up to say, hey, I didn't have the employees, we're closed. Like that's a scary thought. So I think you have to be doing everything you can to get through that and be one of the guys that never closes because you don't have the staff.
Absolutely. I think that's right on.
Yeah. Well said. Nick, thank you as always for taking time out of your day. You've got 1,000 things going on. And so to give us a few minutes of your day, we really appreciate that. And we cannot wait to see you in August in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Big air hug coming your way.
Yeah, everyone's excited. We can't wait. That's the other thing, you know, real quick, like I always reward my guys by taking them to Pizza Expo or Pizza Pasta. Yeah.
Huge crew.
Yes. And that's another perk that just hasn't been there the last year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, people feel like you care about them when you do things like that. And we just haven't been able to do that. So it's like, you have to find other ways to show them that you care. And that's been one of the things that always worked, but it's not here right now. So I think that's another part that went into the wage decision. It really did. It's like, hey, we haven't taken our guys like anywhere and you know, they got to know we actually do care about them.
Yeah, you're certainly showing them the love, no doubt.
Exactly.
Well, man, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I'm going to follow back up with you next week to see how this hiring event goes.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be happy to give you the updates. Let's cross our fingers that we do real well.
All right, crossed. We'll keep an eye out. All right, buddy.
All right,
thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Later, Nick.
See you, Nick. Thank you.